BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, welcome to Wednesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, we speak to our listener Susie, who had an incident in a club last week with someone called Chris Stark. Also from that, we worked out that girls have a secret code, which we never knew about, indicating how hot you are by what breakfast they would make you the next day. Claire boarding shopping trolley and real or no real, it's Wednesday's podcast.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
A slight problem today. Hi, Chris.
What's up?
My throat has gone really weird. And I think it might be because of excessive hooing.
You've over-hooed it.
I think I have. You know when you just over-hoo?
It's anybody? Weird because I have got a sore throat. I mean, we've both said this to each other, we've got a sore throat. Now, there's nothing going on here at all.
Why do you even feel the need to say that?
Well, no, because it...
Well, I'm not gay or out.
Whoa. Well, no, I'm saying that would be the first thing someone would say is where you've right. clearly been kissing.
You feel the need to say that, like, more... Like, nobody would have even ever thought that unless
really?
You said it. Not really, no. Not even crossing my mind, so... Okay, but no, we haven't.
But it's a coincidence anyway.
But we do spend quite a lot of time together in here. But I feel... Do you think it's my White D impression? Because I feel like I can't quite... Like I'm not speaking properly.
Well,
I feel like I'm holding back a bit. And I think it could be that. Over the moon.
So you think the White D impression is what's done your throat
from Benefit Street, I think it has. It just feels a bit weird. Have I got nodules? Oh.
I don't know what they are, mate. Are your glands up? I don't know what that means either.
I feel... Oh, that one is definitely bigger than the other one.
Big old glands there.
Oh, big old glands. There's a lot of it about, my mum would say. I hope you're okay this afternoon. This is us until 4 o'clock. Real or no real today, we're trying to secure Charlie Sloth. He was ill yesterday.
Surprisingly hard to tie him down, actually.
Okay, I've just heard news. Is he ill again today? Because I saw a tweet from him earlier saying that he felt bad, but he was going to have a hot bath, get some sick trainers from his vault, and then put on a sick jacket and hope that he felt better, but he obviously doesn't.
Do you reckon his nodules are up?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, he shouts a lot. So that's understandable.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You know, sometimes when you watch TV... And especially comedies that are recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Mm.
Now, I'm obsessed with this. If you listen, if you don't like necessarily watch the comedy, but just listen to the audience's laughter, there is always one person's laugh that really, really stands out.
Yeah,
you notice that?
So true.
And I just think to myself, who actually laughs like that? Until today. When we just found this great thing earlier, which we want to share with you.
Yeah. So it's a video. It's on YouTube. Do you know what? It hasn't even had that many views yet. It's had about just under 15,000 views.
Now, the first thing I thought was, oh, this woman's putting it on, because I only heard the audio of it. But once you see it, you realise that she's really not. So this is a woman, and we don't even know what she's laughing about.
No one who watches this video. I'd love to know if there was someone who knows this lady. I'm sure... You know, this. Everyone is speculating about what's made her laugh like this.
It's in Edinburgh, so maybe you have shared a bus with this lady before. But she is finding something absolutely hilarious. And someone's just taken it on their phone. Gets better than this. Now... on someone's camera phone. What's funny? Hey, mate, do you think she listens to the Scott Mills Daily?
Well, everyone is claiming, every radio station, I bet they're all doing the same joke. I want to know what she's laughing at, though. It could be the greatest joke ever.
And then you can start to see other people on the bus, like, and you can hear them starting to slightly lose it. Still going. What's funny?
I really want to know.
Do you know anyone that laughs like that? I don't.
No.
Kara, who works on the show, says that her mum and sister both laugh like that. Really? I want to know. I want a relative with a funny laugh.
This isn't even looped. This is her just going for it.
Yeah.
It doesn't end.
Justin Torquay says, people always seem to do this in the cinema and they always seem to be sat next to me. at the most unfunny bits. They're like this woman on the bus. I just want to be like...
Oh, I need to know.
I'll have what she's having. Yep, still going. Still going. Is it Adele?
It's... Yeah, you're right. It sounds like her.
A little bit. But she's more... Ah! Ow, my throat.
No one seems to know what she's laughing at.
And then she goes, oh, the whole bus is laughing. She's just a random woman on a bus in Edinburgh. Something she found hilarious.
The whole bus is laughing.
Okay, now that I've heard that voice, I'm saying Susan Boyle.
The whole bus is laughing.
Literally 3 minutes of just somebody on their camera phone. I don't know. Like, I just really want to know what she's laughing at, because it must be brilliant. It must be hilarious.
Yeah.
I've got Adele's laugh here. I think we can rule her out. No, not the same at all. Yes. Oh, actually, that's quite similar.
Oh, bus is laughing.
Yes. You know what? There's something in that.
I know. Why would Adele be on a bus in Edinburgh, not being rude?
True.
She knows like 80 grand per minute.
True.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't mean to alarm anybody, but... It's Bumble.
Yes.
It's on. Put everything down. If you're working at the moment, put everything down, go crazy. You thought I'd forgotten, but it's Bumbleo Wednesday.
Halfway through the week. Did you know it was a week ago since Liam from One Direction proper got involved in Bumbleo Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. No tweets from him since, to anybody in the world. Just to this show. 3 tweets. I guess his girlfriend's birthday's been and gone now as well. We have no clue how it went. He's not been back in touch since. I think he's still by that massive pool.
So is that the last picture we see of him jumping off? I mean, it looks quite high. Is he all right?
In the pool. I think he's fine. Or has he jumped off the edge of the infinity pool?
It looks it.
When stunts go wrong, I'm sure he's fine. I think we would have probably heard about that.
Just trying to celebrate Bumbleo Wednesday.
Yeah. I might bring a sombrero in next week. Bumbleo to you. It's Bumbleo Wednesday. Yes. This is BBC Radio 1. Oh. Hey, a listener's emailed me about you.
What do you mean?
Just something that happened a few days ago to them, involving you. Oh, nothing to worry about. I'll speak to them next.
Hi, Scott.
You okay?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really good. So I got your email yesterday.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I think it's brilliant. For lots of reasons.
Why are you smiling like this? Like, what's...
Okay. So tell me the kind of stuff you put in the email.
Okay, so on Friday night, I went out partying with my friend Millie, and I saw Chris Stark in a nightclub.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Where were you on Friday, Chris?
I was out in... What was I doing on Friday?
Friday night.
Friday... I was out in London.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And where were you, please, Susie?
London.
Oh, same. Okay. And what kind of place were you in, Susie?
What kind of place was I in?
Yeah, was it a club, a bar?
Oh, it was a club. Like a really fun club.
And Chris?
I was just in a bar.
Well, I'd done Dry January, so it could have been a bar, but I just didn't realise because I was having such a good time.
Right.
So what happened? So you see Chris.
Yep.
And what happened?
I got excited, so I ran up and I grabbed her. I was like, hey, Chris, oh my gosh, how are you doing, buddy?
Hang on. No one ran up to me.
Well, you said, how did I know your name was Chris?
Well, no, hang on a minute. I didn't meet you on Friday night.
I think I said something like, I'm a really big fan. I obviously wasn't that specific.
And what did he say to that?
He seemed keen. So
keen for...
What?
Me. Like, just chatting to me. Like, keen for a chat.
Right. Uh-huh.
He obviously thought I was nice or whatever, friendly.
Did you tell any of your friends?
Yeah, so I took a photograph of us and I put it on Facebook.
Mm.
And I wrote something like... I love the Scott Mills show, and look, I just found Chris Stark, what do you do?
And what was the response from your
Facebook?
Oh my gosh,
it was horrifying. It was like, it was a really, really popular post. And I not only did I have loads of comments, but I also had loads of text messages and WhatsApps all pretty much saying I should try and have it off with Chris.
Oh my God. Right, this is ridiculous. I'm really sorry. I honestly don't remember seeing you.
Okay, I know a little secret. It wasn't you.
It wasn't me?
No.
Okay, Susie, do you know that it wasn't me as well?
Yeah, she does now.
Oh, right, okay.
We compared the photos to some Google images of you, and we're pretty sure it's not you.
No.
I just wanted to keep that going for a bit.
Oh, but, cheers.
Yeah, no, sorry. So they were all saying, all your friends and all the Facebook and WhatsApps were saying you should try and have it off with Chris?
You know how boys will describe girls as like a 2-pinter, 6-pinter or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
There is a bit of a girl code where you'll discuss what you would make them for breakfast.
I never knew this.
You never knew this?
Is that? I wasn't aware of this either.
You don't have to do it. You just see a guy and be like, oh yeah.
I would make him.
He's egg and bacon.
And what was fake Chris?
Oh, he was pancakes, which is like the highest level.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah. And then another friend commented that she'd bring the batter, but I don't know if that meant that she wanted in on all the activities or just the pancake.
It's a tricky one with this analogy, oh, isn't it?
Yeah, does she just want a pancake or does she want to bring the batter? Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
So you didn't... Did you get with fake Chris?
I didn't. I didn't do anything really bad.
Okay, here's a question I've got for you, okay?
Oh, okay.
Hang on. When you kissed fake Chris, did you at that point know it wasn't the real Chris?
No.
Ah! Oh, my God. This is crazy. So, have you got this picture, Scott?
Yes.
Right, can I see this picture?
He does look a bit like you.
Oh, he does a bit, actually. Yeah, that's
can you
weird.
See it?
He does actually look a bit like me.
But imagine you've done Dry January.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not the best on things like any drinks.
Sure.
So can you imagine how my judgment was?
I mean, I hear you, sister.
Yeah.
Now, is fake Chris still claiming to be my Chris? Not my Chris, you know, the Chris on my show.
You know what's happened? It's really confusing. I just looked through the text messages. So basically, it's like he's texted me, so do you still think I'm Chris Stark?
Mm.
And I wasn't very responsive. He texted me quite a few times, and I wasn't very responsive. And then he, like, brought out the Chris Stark stuff again, and was like, do you want me to give you a shout out on my TV show?
Oh, shut up. He didn't say that.
That's ridiculous.
So it was kind of like, I think, it's very confused. So I think he's just sort of hanging on the coattails of Chris, like the Chris Stark likeness.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
No, it's not. Clearly,
it's quite
everyone
mad.
Went crazy. I was surprised by the response. If I got that response, if a guy put a picture of me and him on Facebook and everyone was like, oh my gosh, you so want to hook up, I'd be like, well, I'd feel a little bit cheap, but I'd be really pleased everyone thought I was a hottie. So I think you should take this as like a massive compliment and try and use it somehow.
Thanks for the advice, Susie.
Okay.
You're my absolute fave.
Oh, thank you.
You're brilliant. Okay, well, you just gave fake Chris a little kiss. But she did think it was you, Chris.
Right.
I'll feel really bad if I get a text message like, oh, I can't believe, you know, you've just embarrassed me on the radio.
Yeah, but he's also saying that he's Chris, and he's not.
He went with it. He was not protesting enough. Is that the fairest way to word it?
Yeah, you would know. Well, listen, you've got fake Chris's number, right?
Right.
So I think that the best thing to do is probably off-air is to pass it to me so I can have like a little delve around, see what's going on. What do you think about that?
Okay.
And he might be pleased to hear from me.
Or me.
Sure thing. Okay, why not, you know? It's 2014, let's do it.
He looks like a really nice guy and does look a bit like actual Chris.
Oh, he was really nice.
Yeah.
Honestly, really nice.
I'm kind of
funny, I think.
And you kissed him a bit. Okay, good. Well, good speech to you, Susie.
Kisser.
It was a good kisser.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, you remember that bit?
I think I did it twice.
Pardon?
It doesn't matter. It's lovely to speak to you.
Okay, right. I'll take his number off air now and I'll give him a call.
Okay, thank you.
Good to speak to you.
Good to speak to you too. Bye, real Chris.
Bye-bye. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
How good was Susie on the phone then?
She's wicked, isn't she?
She obviously listens to our show a lot. That you lot love her. There's so much love coming in for her. So she did kiss fake Chris, but he said that he was real Chris. I've got a second picture of him that's just come in. Now, I can't share this with you lot until we speak to him, really, because that wouldn't be fair, because I can't just hand out photos of people without their permission. But I've just got the photo here. He's in a onesie playing a guitar. He looks really like you.
He does, doesn't he? He I mean, even really I'm like happy you. To admit he's...
I mean, maybe slightly better looking version, but just joking.
I think it would be good to speak to him.
I really would like to speak to him. What would you like to say to him?
I think we should just ask him a few questions.
What are you playing at?
No. I'm just interested to know how often he does this.
See, here's the thing, right? Because he really does look like you, I think he is going out every weekend and saying this to a lot of different girls. No offence, Susie. You got a kiss. It's fine. But I think that he... I think that he's saying he's you in a lot of places. Do you think?
No, because I really don't why that would get you anywhere.
Because he's realised that he looks a bit like you and that he is... Well, he's just trying it.
Right.
It's an icebreaker. Because people might go, oh, are you blah, blah, blah. It's like that guy we had on once who looked exactly like Harry from One Direction. People will go, are you Harry? No, I'm not. But, and then you start talking. It's a thing to say, isn't it? Because that's often the most difficult bit. Let's try and get hold of him this week.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott, can I ask you more about this call? There's something I don't really understand.
Go.
And I don't know if this is just a girl thing, but what was the breakfast thing about?
Right, okay. So Susie, who we spoke to earlier, who had a snog at the weekend with fake you.
Mm.
You know, she said blokes sometimes have this thing where they see a girl and they say to their mates, oh, she's a two-pointer or she's a three-pointer. It's not a very nice thing at all, really, but some blokes do it. Oh, a three-pointer. I have never done that, but I don't think it's that nice, but they do it. There is a girl equivalent. So if they, let's say it's a group of girl mates and they look at a boy, they'll go, pancakes. And that is what they would make you for breakfast in the morning.
I honestly wasn't aware of this, but loads of people are texting in saying this is definitely on. This
are
is
they?
What, yeah, I mean, but how does it work? So pancakes is a good thing.
Well, I think pancakes is like a bit more effort. So yeah, that's a good thing. That means you're properly hot.
What's an omelette?
Omelette, I would say, is slightly further down the list. So it's like you're kind of all right.
And if they really don't like you, I suppose if they really don't like you, they wouldn't be making you breakfast. But what if they are in a situation where they want to make you breakfast, but they don't like you that much?
Cereal?
Muesli.
Cereal's easy, isn't it? Just put it in a bowl, wash milk. No, oats is still too much. Just cereal, easy, put it in. Milk, that's it. I mean, I don't know. Some girls will probably be able to tell us what the kind of ratings are. But I think pancakes is a good one. But just think about it. Every time a girl has been looking at you for years, they've been rating what they would make you for breakfast.
I really didn't, but, I mean, what would you be then?
I would be low.
French toast.
No, see, I think that's quite a good one.
I think that's a good one. Surely French toast is the best.
That's kind of like
better
French
than pancakes.
Toast. That's like if you bag like a David Beckham, that's French toast. What would I be? What's a really bad breakfast? All bran? How rude!
Now we're talking brands. If we're going to do that,
yeah.
Your Heatabix.
Well,
your Heatabix.
Can't even think of one now.
Listen, it's a lovely breakfast, but that's the bottom. Surely.
Your Shreddies.
I'll take Shreddies.
Right, maybe girls can fill us in on this.
your shredded wheat.
I want to know the scale. I want to know the scale. If anyone knows, if anyone can tell us, please let us know. 81199.
I'd say your burnt toast is the consensus.
Oh, right. Well, okay.
For the worst.
Well, you're on a scale. You're a slice of pizza from the night before. Ah. You're a bit of kebab sauce dripping down someone's chin.
Okay. Right.
From the night before. That's what you are. I'm really interested to know about this scale of what girls would make boys breakfast. Like, we're talking to Susie. She was saying, oh, yeah, you'd make him pancakes, wouldn't you? Do girls actually do this?
But there's loads of girls messaging in now saying that they weren't aware of this but are now going to be using this.
Yeah. It's like, well, he's fit or oh, he's not fit. Then you just decide what breakfast you'd make them based on that decision. Yeah. Full English? That's a good one.
The idea being, you know, Eggs Benedict is going to be...
Yeah. Some people are saying that they've been called... Blokes have been called a full English before and thought that they were just calling them fat, But actually,
not at all.
Means you're top of the scale. Bumble Air Wednesday.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Stop what you're doing. Go crazy. We're halfway through the week. Hello, Paige.
Hi, Scott.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. So we're just talking about this thing where girls rate how hot a bloke is by saying to each other what they'd make him for breakfast the next day.
Yes.
Can I just ask, what's Chris on that scale?
Beans on toast.
Okay.
And myself? Oh, my God, I'm actually asking somebody what they're rating me.
Well, okay. What would you rate me?
What would you rate me, my darling?
Beans on toast.
Me?
Oh, Scott as well?
Oh, no, Scott, sorry, you're a full English, clearly.
What? Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't know that. You don't know the scale. You might be higher than me.
Beans on toast will never be a full English, mate.
Can you explain the scale to me, please? Because I've never heard this as a thing before.
Okay, so basically my friends and I decided that if you took a guy back from a club and woke up the next morning and basically if he was hideous, you wouldn't want him to stay around. Sure. So you'd give him, you know, you wouldn't even give him a glass of water. You'd be like, get out, please, leave. Not even to quench his thirst. But if he was like a demigod, then you'd give him like, full English to try and keep him around.
Oh, full English is good then.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
And what's the in-between?
Scott a demigod.
Well, what's in between?
Probably, I don't know, Marmite on toast.
Okay. And where's beans on toast in the list?
Where's beans on toast?
I would say that's below a full English. Yes. So it's definitely a good thing.
Okay, all right.
Well, there's some element of preparation involved.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Good.
Right. Well, I'll take that. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. But you played it, you played it, you
played it, you played it to the beat. Sarah Hindley's been on saying, listening to Rolling in the Deep by Adele on Radio 1 while playing Flappy Bird helps to maintain a very good rhythm. It's just exactly the right rhythm to play it.
It's a good idea.
Now, you haven't played it today, have you? Do you know why? Because you don't have it on your actual phone.
I haven't been allowed.
It's on producer Chris's phone. Now, if you go out and make us all a nice cup of tea.
How many minutes?
Then you can have 5 minutes on Flappy Bird, because it's not on your phone, it's on Chris's. Is that all right?
I got to... I'm not very good at it, to be honest.
Maybe you love
it. The highest I've got is six.
You're addicted.
Have you even played the Flappy Bird yet?
No, I haven't, no. But it's not on my phone. I wasn't in time. Let's not forget, from your TV show the other night...
So I do this before the show, generally. Just make teas for everyone.
So today won't be a problem for you, will it? There you are, and you can have 5 minutes on it. And then we'll take it away again. It's like a little doggy treat. I like it. Back to the woman on the bus from earlier. This is a woman that someone just videoed on their phone. And we don't know what she's laughing about. It's on a random bus in Edinburgh.
You know what's really bad? Someone said that they've seen an interview. This might not have happened, but apparently she's done an interview for a Scottish radio station, I believe, but she doesn't remember what the joke was about, so we might never know.
What do you mean she doesn't remember?
Doesn't remember what she was laughing at. It was after a night out.
Oh, she'd had a few drinks.
Yeah.
It still might be Adele. It sounds more like this one. Oh, I miss Adele. What's up with you?
Oh, Flappy Bird thing. You don't understand. You won't understand. I just hit the big tube thing, just going through seven. It would have been a record.
I don't know. I wasn't in time to download it. Oh, God, it's really stressing you out. Right, take it off him now, please.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Claire Boarding. Love her.
Legend.
I love her. I was watching the end of the Winter Olympics last night. Now, I don't know if you have seen any of it, but when Claire Boarding is on, she's not in a studio. Some of the other guys are in the studio, but she's not. So her programme, which is on at like 7 each evening, is outside, and it's in the middle of the square between where all the sports have been played. So she's not in the studio. She just kind of wanders around. But with TV, you can't just wander around. Obviously, there's a lot of equipment and kit that needs to go with you. Cameras, lights, etc. So what the BBC have done here, by the looks of it, and I saw it with my own eyes last night at the end of the Winter Olympics when she was saying goodbye, because she kind of moved around a bit and it was in full view. BBC have gone to the local hypermarket in Sochi, inserted a ruble and got themselves a shopping trolley. Not something that looks like a shopping trolley, an actual shopping trolley to put all the gear in.
I'm just looking at the pictures now. It's incredible.
Has anyone else noticed that? Did anyone else notice this last night?
I think I think people have, because
there's a shopping trolley.
It's got its own hashtag and things like that. I mean, I think people it seems to be a gimmick. But it's just incredible because you've got all this technical equipment.
And she mentions it as well. Listen.
Today at the games, we are here with my trusty trolley. Which
Why have they made it into a thing?
I like it.
It's just a shopping trolley. I hope it's going to be on again tonight. Can we get one for the show? We haven't got that much kit. Actually, we could put all the stuff in for Inu and a Bingo in there, like all the cameras and that when we're not using them.
Why a trolley,
though? I just want a trolley. Balding's got one. Right, so we're just discussing what we can have in our shopping trolley when we get one, because Claire Balding's got one. We need lighting, obviously. I mean, she's got lighting in hers. We need more, because I like to be well lit. Also, some fake jets, I think, in our shopping trolley. You know, like when you clean the windscreen of your car, that little button that you press, the jet comes up to clean the windscreen. Get that, but with tan in, just for a quick top up.
So a sort of instant tan kind of?
Yeah, just a jet. Okay. A nice urn, maybe, for you to make the tea in. Urns. Yep. Hello!
So, I do this before the show, generally. Just make teas for everyone.
Yeah.
Love that bit.
You could bring your two chairs from the other night on that show if you want.
Could bring the two chairs. Good. That would be handy to store them in the trolley there.
Also, though, I mean, she's got a waste paper bin. Have you seen that as well on hers?
No.
Yeah, so that they don't leave any litter. Keep Sochi tidy.
This is a great trolley, isn't it?
A few bits of makeup on there. She's got a script. She's got a lighting rig. She's got some technical equipment, like a monitor, a TV monitor. Loads on there. Also, though, we'd have to do the whole show from the actual supermarket, because obviously what's happened there is Claire Balding's like had special permission to take it away from the shop, because you know they've got those magnetic things on there that stop the trolley once you've gone a certain distance from the shop, and the wheels lock up.
Really?
Yes. What's that?
Tell me this.
Right. Okay. So if you try, it's to stop people stealing the trolley.
I'm familiar with the old, you know, put the coin in, the thing comes out.
Yeah, put the coin in. Okay.
What's this science?
You try wheeling that trolley away too far away from the supermarket.
Obviously, you're not recommending that I do.
No, I'm not. You won't be able to anyway, because the wheels will lock up and you will be able to go no further.
How?
They just do. There's like a magnetic line.
What are you on about? No. What
yes,
do you mean?
There is. I've got photo evidence of this from, you know, remember my flatmate Stag do? I went to the local Wazda, filled my trolley with booze, tried to take it to my car, which was a little bit further down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Taking the shopping trolley down to the car, poof, just stops.
No way.
And I had to take all of it out and just carry it. It doesn't go.
I don't understand this, though, but you're
it's
saying
science.
Something on the ground which yep. locks it up.
Absolutely, yes. You can't go far. I had, wine in there, I had beers, I had the vodkas. I had to carry it all to my car because the shopping trolley would not go down as far as my car.
I can't believe this.
The wheels just lock up. Is this new to you?
This is really...
Oh, wow.
I want to know more.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We don't really do weather or travel here,
no.
But I know that it's bad. Hey, it's me today playing Real or No Real against you.
Treat.
I like it. A little Wednesday treat for me. So, once again, because it's access all areas... That's still on, by the way, did you know?
Yeah.
For the month of February. It's all about Radio 1, once again. Let's go.
Former Radio 1 hip-hop show presenter Tim Westwood once ate a cake made of dog treats, which had been sent in by a promotions company, thinking it was a chocolate cake sent by one of his listeners.
That's, hi, Tim Westwood there.
Right, so... People might not know. We used to be in a different building.
Yeah.
Radio 1 used to be in a different building until last year. Now, in that building, it was an office which had this like table at the back of it, because every now and then you might get sent in, you know, some food or stuff like that, and often it would end up on this back table and kind of left there.
A lot of stuff used to get sent in by different companies, food, kind of promotional items.
Yes.
Mostly rubbish. But, like, if you wanted it, you could have it, and it was at the back of the room. And you were free to take it yourself.
Yeah, and certain characters would really go in on this table.
And one of the main people doing this, one of the main, I want to say... No, I
no,
don't
no,
want
no,
to
no,
use
no.
that
it is,
word.
It is one of the main, I'm telling you.
Culprits.
It was Tim
one,
Westwood.
One of the main culprits.
And a security guard here at Radio 1.
Yeah, was Tim Westwood. and he used to go up and, I mean, food, drink, anything.
Anything. I tested it once.
I mean, there was a One Direction annual on there once. I think he took that as well.
I left out some door knockers.
Yeah.
After a joke that we'd done, do you remember a while ago? It was a different joke.
Nice knockers, yeah.
And anyway, left these door knockers out to almost bait him.
And he took them?
And he took them. I watched him go over, hung them up, and then took the knockers.
We can say this because he's left. He's one of the tightest people I've ever met, right? Doesn't pay for anything until he absolutely has to. So I am saying a listener, he thinks, sends in biscuits that he thinks are normal. They're dog biscuits. Of course he ate them. He would have taken them home and devoured them.
Yeah, I'm saying real.
In his crib. I'm also saying real.
Can't believe we're saying real.
That one is no real.
Oh come on!
Surely, no, do you know what? I've heard a story similar to that. I'm sure that's semi-real. If there is such a thing.
Come on, he was all over the freebies. Maybe not that one, okay. And what about this next Radio 1 fact? Real or no real? Play along at home.
When Alice Levine was younger, she had imaginary friends called Barty and Sarah who lived in the fireplace.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
She strikes me as someone who would have had... Were they called the Sylvanian family? Is that... do you know what I mean? When she was a kid.
Yeah, she would. Totally. Yeah. That sums it up 100%.
That's her.
It is her. Hello, Alice, if you're listening. Oh, she won't hear this until 2017 because she's so behind on the podcasts.
Yeah.
I think she's just got to the bit where Becky left.
She told me the other day she was a big fan of mine the other day because obviously she's like, I'm quite new. Do you know what I mean? In her world.
And she said she's a big fan.
Yeah, surprisingly. Oi, so what are you saying then? Made up friends.
Oi, me.
What were their names?
Barty and Sarah.
Barty and Sarah, yeah.
Of course she did. I'm saying absolutely real. Not saying that she hasn't got any friends, but like a lot of people have imaginary friends. I had imaginary radio friends when I was younger.
What do you mean?
Well, they just used to, I used to make...
But what made them radio friends? Did you have an imaginary radio station?
What a geek. No, I pretended I was on Radio 1, but I was on my own mostly. In my bedroom, and I would play songs, but then I would...
But who are your imaginary friends? Were they your imaginary boss, no, your imaginary colleagues?
They were other DJs who were co-presenting with me.
Names?
I can't remember their names.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
So explain to me how this would work.
I would also do their voice.
So you'd be doing your show, and then you'd say, oh, look over there.
What do you think,
just
Alan?
Just turned up at work. It's Radio Alan.
And they would do the show with me, but they weren't real. Anyway, Alice Levine's imaginary friends, real or no real?
Real.
Sometimes you reveal far too much on this, don't you? Real.
That one's real.
Yeah, thought so much.
I'm pleased to hear that, though. Because it means you've gone from your imaginary radio friends and imaginary radio show to the biggest radio station in the world.
In the world. I'm following my dream. I reached for the stars. And next...
Radio 1's Lord of the Dance, DJ Danny Howard, and One Extra's Baron of Breakfast Time, Twin B, live together in a radio version of Austin Powers' flat.
Right. The thing is, I know the answer, this is real, so I'm going to give this one away. And you knew that as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know that they live together.
But what a great discussion to be had about maybe a TV show that should be getting filmed there, or... generally the antics that must go on in that household.
What do you mean must go on? What are you saying about...
I'm just saying two young guys doing very well for themselves.
Right. And what would happen in that situation?
I don't know. I just think when you've got... I mean, imagine living with a big DJ like Danny Howard, dance DJ, you know, it's... And also, Danny Howard must have very late nights because he's always out DJing, right?
Always out. I mean, he's doing very well for himself.
But Twin has to get up first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, that can't work, can it, as flatmates? Because Danny must be coming in as... Actually, maybe that's why it does work. As Twin's going out, Danny's coming in, as it were.
Right. And what... how do you reckon they divide their sort of chores and things like that?
I don't know.
How do you see that panning out?
I'm sure they've got a cleaner or something.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. I think Danny Howard's having a great time. Yeah. Both single lads? Are they both single?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, good luck to them. Whatever they do...
and you're not sure either.
I'm not, right? But whatever they do behind closed doors, completely up to them.
Absolutely.
I have no problem with that. So, well, we know it's real, so real.
That one is real.
Okay.
Yes, 3 points.
That was an easy pointage, wasn't it?
Yep.
And finally,
The BBC now has so-called mystery shoppers on Twitter, who test the politeness of BBC presenters by tweeting them messages criticising their grammar.
Oh, the old your and your.
Do you reply to people who pick you up on your grammar?
Sometimes, yes. Not as much as Piers Morgan does.
You see, I will often misspell tweets, especially given that my phone's got a massive crack in the screen at the moment, so I can't really see what I'm...
You might want to get that
fixed, mate.
Okay, right, I've been saying that for 6 months now, and that's the standing joke. You might want to get that fixed, but get it fixed!
But I don't see, then, the spelling mistake until it's gone out there, which is a real issue.
That's because there's a massive crack in your phone.
But then people will correct me, and the thing is, I try and delete the tweet, but by the time you do it, people have already quit to do it.
I was a bit of a spelling boff at school. I was always the kid that was like, oh, Scott, how do you spell this? How do you spell that? So it's not often that I get it wrong. And I'm not sure that I've seen a mystery shopper for grammar on my Twitter. So I'm going to say no real.
Does bad spelling irritate you?
Really, very much.
Does it? Yeah. I don't really care.
No, I really care.
I'm going to say, what do you say?
No real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Okay, at the end of that round, which I enjoyed today, I enjoyed playing along.
Clinched at the end there, 30 to you, 20 to me.
Yes! Oh, that was my celebratory yes. Join us tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, a rare sighting of Fern Cotton playing innuendo bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.